Well, joining us in studio this morning, hey, good morning to Scott Fattese, of course, making the historic Dixon Theater up and running and still going on. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm surprisingly well for a Monday. I have no explanation whatsoever.
None.
Boy, hey, you got you've been busy.
Yes, we have. It's been an exciting time.
And boy, some great performances and shows already in the bank. I know Lori Morgan was here and just really tore things up.
Yeah, she came in. She had a great time. She actually loved the city. And her last comment to me after the show was, "I can't wait to be back," because she loved the area so much. So
wow,
got some things in the works with her and another artist that everybody would know. So
not going to say anything.
I'm not going to say anything until I know what's going to happen. So
you kind of gave me a clue, and I'm just going to keep under the hat where it belongs.
There you go.
Hey, a couple weeks back, you had a great crew come into town with Michael Jackson, tribute. Who's Bad?
Yeah, and the Who's Bad was amazing. We had them for two nights, Friday and Saturday night. Great group of guys. When we're getting them set up, it was like we've worked together for a year. Just easygoing and just totally relatable. But when those lights came up and the audience was sitting there, man, what a show. What a show. We had people dancing in the aisles. We had a group of people. We had a group right up against the stage, just everybody singing and dancing and having a great time. And that's what it's all about.
Of course, now we're making a transition into the other season, and the Historic Dixon Theater is bringing a great one in, the Christmas Carol.
Yeah, and this is as exciting, if not more so, than all the other stuff I've got scheduled through the year. Mm-hmm. And the reason I say that is we want to be the community's theater. You know, everything we do and all the shows we bring in is for the community. We want people to say, "Hey, do you know what's going on at our theater, not the theater?" And Christmas Carol makes a big step in that direction. And the reason for that is it is a local community theater production. Local Dixon director, cast from the local area, all the people you'll see on stage live in the local area. They're your friends, your neighbors, your banker. But it brings that community together. And you know, we're starting with a Christmas show this year, and next year we've got another Christmas show picked out, and hopefully we'll be doing about two to three of these a year, where it's a community-based production with your friends and your neighbors are on stage performing for you and bringing that community real tight. And it's really exciting because we get to partner with another arts organization in Dixon, because A Christmas Carol is actually a joint artistic adventure between the Dixon Theater and Stage Left. So it's both theaters working together to put on this wonderful show at the Dixon Theater.
So is it going to be fairly traditional story? Any alterations, updates?
It's the traditional story and a true telling of the story. It's a little shorter than some versions. With the intermission, it's going to be about an hour and 35, hour and 45 minutes, so it's not a crazy long show. But it is the traditional telling of Scrooge and his awakening to Christmas and family and unity.
And been a little sore over the past couple of weeks. You got a little part in this.
It's been several years since I've been on stage, and I had the opportunity to join the cast of this show, and I'm super excited. I think it's important for those of us that work in the theater to also experience the other portions. And I started as an actor, right, and a technician, so I'm real excited to get on stage, first time ever in the area, and I'm sore, and we can't talk about. I don't want to give away all our secrets, but
right.
The show is really going to be worth coming out. We're pulling out all the stops production wise, whether it comes to the ghosts, some puppets for ghosts. We've got some. It's just a really great telling of the story.
And you got a great cast assembled. About how many people?
Yeah, there's about 18 in the cast. The cast range anywhere from, I believe it's 8 is our youngest, up to we've got some cast members in their 70s, and playing all the roles, the Cratchit kids and the Cratchit family, the street kids, the ghosts, and it's really coming along real well.
And tickets are available now.
Yes, absolutely. And we have 2 weekends. So tickets are available at DixonTheater.com. Or you can always call our box office on Wednesdays and Fridays. They're open from 11 to 6. You can talk to Jan and she can help you with your tickets if you can't get them online. It is reserved seats, so assigned seating for all shows. And we open on Friday, December 3rd. And we have Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So 3rd, 4th, and 5th, Friday and Saturday at 7:30, and Sundays at 2 o'clock. And then the following weekend, we've got 3 more shows, and that's the 10th, 11th, and 12th of December. Again, 7:30 on Friday and Saturday, and 2 o'clock on Sunday. So plenty of opportunities for everyone to get in there and kick off their holiday season with the Dixon Theater.
What a way to do it. Do we still have any COVID limitations going on?
We do. We are following the governor and the state health board. And what they, right now for us in the theater, our requirement is we require a mask because the new mandate with everyone indoors must be masked. If you're partaking of a concession, if you're eating or drinking a snack from the concession stand, of course you can pull your mask down and you can put it back on after you're done. But yeah, everyone who enters the theater for a performance must be masked.
Okay, all right. Now, you and your wife are both making, you know, a few changes here and there to the theater, and you've been there, I think, last time we brought it up, about 4 years now?
Nope. We started April of this year.
Oh my gosh. With all the things you've had going, that's why I thought maybe you'd been there. Well, what is wrong with me? My goodness. And you've made quite a few improvements and changes, and a lot of people are talking about it. It's like, not only visually, but also the shows that are coming in, a lot of people are buzzing about the theater.
Yeah, and so my wife's the box office manager and children's theater director, Jan. We were brought in by Tim Bowles, our CEO, and the board of directors, all of which who have thrown everything they have into this theater and getting it revived and back on its feet. And then we've got an amazing staff. You know, my technical director, Scott Shipp, has been doing an amazing job refurbing the stage area and bringing it up to modern standards. Lately, he's been breaking his neck building the scenery for for Christmas Carol. And Spencer R. Rand, who's our chief technician and facilities guy for us. Everybody knows what their job is. Everybody loves their job. And, you know, our only goal as a team is to bring the best entertainment we can to the area at the Dixon Theater and make it available to as many people as possible.
Yeah, I think that's what I was thinking is since you've been there, you've gotten so much done in such a short amount of time. I was thinking, well, it had to be at least 4 years.
Well, you know, it's amazing because, you know, it was just announced that we were voted and won best concert venue, best of Sauk Valley. And we're really proud of that.
Yes.
Because that tells us that we're going in the right direction and that we're doing what we need to do to make this facility a great place for anybody to come and really be entertained.
Yeah, the best of Sauk Valley, of course, all that voting was a couple months ago, and here Dixon Theater's jumping out there.
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, I can't say it enough. Our goal is to be, for all the residents, to say, do you know what's going on in our theater? Whether you live in Dixon, Sterling, Rock Falls, the surrounding area, this is your theater. And, you know, I poll the community and what the types of shows they want to see as I'm getting ready to plan next season. And I get feedback from folks around and business leaders on things I can do that would also enhance them. You know, the Saturday of Who's Bad, almost every restaurant in Dixon had to wait.
Wow.
They're usually busy on Saturdays, but they can usually accommodate.
Right.
But when the theater's bringing in 500-600 people or more, they have to eat somewhere. And it's always nice, you know, especially if you don't have the kids with you one night, to have dinner and a show.
Wow.
So, yeah, you know, and that's our goal, is to enhance the actual living environment in this area, and provide quality entertainment at an affordable price.
So for like some of the eating establishments, do you kind of give them a heads up? It's like, hey, I got a show coming up in 2 weeks. You're going to get busy?
Actually, we do it with almost all of them. Because on some of these shows that are coming in from out of town, you know, as a sponsoring entity or a hosting entity, we have to feed them. So I have conversations then with local restaurateurs and utilize the locals, not the chains, to participate and help us feed the casts and take care of our shows that are coming through.
Wow. Now, is that something that you kind of brought in as how things should be? Was this not happening?
No, it's pretty standard with these touring shows and their contracts that, you know, day of show, you have to provide a meal, you have to provide snacks and things like that. It's just always been my own standard that if we're doing that, we try to provide locally more than anywhere else. We like to support our local businesses, and, you know, being one ourselves, we think that relationship is very important.
So can you feel the excitement in the communities when you go out and talk to people? Are people recognizing you and knowing who you are?
Well, they're not quite recognizing me yet, but when they find out who I am, the feedback has been wonderful. You know, we've had some growing pains, but all minor stuff that we're able to fix quickly and tweak. But, you know, when you don't have an audience in there for 2 years, you start to discover things. But yeah, the general feedback has been wonderful and very supportive. The community has been behind us all the way.
And one of the things that you give great compliments to, you know, you've kind of got the things rolling, but you have such a great backup staff and everybody involved. So you give credit to them. It's the whole package.
Yeah, I mean, nothing that I do in my office can happen without the support staff. I mean, I could book all the shows I want, but if I don't have a good technical director and people there to support when those shows come in, it's useless. If we didn't have a board that works so hard with governing how things go and keeping tabs on everything and you know, maintaining our community relationships and doing what the board does, again, it'd be worth, you know, we'd be stuck in the mud. So it's every day it's a team doing what they need to do to achieve the ultimate goal.
So after holidays, you looking forward to 2022?
Really am. Looking forward to a nice Christmas break. It's been a busy couple of months, but you know, we'll take a little time off for Christmas, spend it with the family, and then it's right back at it. And the end of January, we've got our first show coming in. It's actually a date change. It's Reza, the Edge of Illusion, our illusionist. He was coming in on January 28th and was unable to perform on the 28th due to undisclosed reasons. So we've had to move him a week earlier. So he's actually doing, and I think it works great for families because he's now coming in on a Sunday, and doing a matinee. So Reza's on now January 23rd and he's doing a 4 o'clock show. So, you know, families come out, bring the kids, the show will be over, it won't be late in the evening for bedtime or anything for school the next day, so it's going to be a great show.
Wow.
And then that's just the warm-up, and then from there it's just about two shows a month through May.
Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
Wonderful.
Yep.
And occasional concert here and there as well.
Yep, we've got great concerts coming up. We also have, you know, I'll get in a lot of trouble for this. I can't believe I skipped it.
Uh-oh.
But the weekend after Christmas Carol, our children's theater. So now that we've got our own in-house children's theater, which my wife is the director of, they're performing the weekend after Christmas Carol. So our last weekend's 10, 11, 12. The very following Friday and Saturday, our children's theater will be performing Oliver Jr. And again, that's ages, I believe the youngest is 7 through 15, and all roles in the show are performed by the children and by the kids. So they play every single role on stage, no adults. And what's great is having the opportunity at the Dixon, they get to use a full set on the stage, all the lighting complements that we have available to us and everything that a big stage offers a performance. We don't hold that back for the kids either. That's part of their theater education with our children's theater class. So, yeah, get your tickets. There's really great price tickets for Oliver Jr. Support our children's theater, because those are the folks that are going to be performing here later in one of these Broadway tours.
I think you saved yourself on that one.
I hope so. Now I just got to hear about how it was an afterthought. So.
I think you're safe. You're safe. You're safe. But no, the current coming up here quickly, A Christmas Carol that you are involved with. I won't give any clues out there, but tickets are available now.
Yeah, absolutely. Visit our website, DixonTheater.com. There's great seats available. And, you know, we know it's kicking off the holiday season. We know people are busy. That's why we're doing two different weekends, Friday, Saturday, 7:30, and Sunday at 2 o'clock. Again, that's December 3, 4, 5, and 10, 11, 12. And, you know, we'd like to see the community come out. Bring your family. If you've got family coming in early out of town, come on down. Ticket prices are very reasonable. And, you know, help us get you into the Christmas spirit.
I can't think of a better way than that. Christmas Carol.
No, it's a classic. Right. And there's no better way, I feel, that right after Thanksgiving to just, Christmas is here. Let's get in that joyful spirit.
Absolutely. Head for the historic Dixon Theater. Scott, thanks for getting enough coffee in yourself to head this direction this morning.
Oh, I'll do that anytime to sit here with you.
All right. Hey, thank you so much again. Always good to see you.
Thanks.